Yeah, that's interesting. Yes, I just love seeing it in different languages, like what you have going on, and it's a lot of the same formats. I mean, we have the opt-in box on the right-hand side, and with the graphic, and so you've changed this one around a little bit to make sure that it fits in with the marketplace here for fitness and targeted to women probably.
The main target is women here.
So it's interesting. If you were looking, you know, maybe a crystal ball or because there's probably a lot of opportunity in Europe, what would you tell someone who has a product or knows of a product that's working really well right now in the U.S., what would you have them do?
Oh, I would take it. First place to take is Germany, because it's Germany is such a big. I don't know the exact population, but I would guess in Germany you have at least 40-50 million Germans, because you have Germany, you have Swiss, you have Austria, so you have quite some countries that speak German. And I also have that idea with my stop smoking website and stuff like that. The only big issue to overcome is the language every time. But I think in Europe, the most interesting countries are like Germany, France, Italy, Spain, because there are countries, they're big and they have money. I mean, they're well-developed countries. And then, of course, the UK, but UK, I count that on the internet together with the US and Australia, because I think it's one big market. And then another interesting niche, I think, but I don't know it at all, is, of course, Scandinavia. You have Denmark, Sweden, Norway, Finland. But there again, you have smaller countries with different languages. So the big issue is there, the language. But if you want to keep it simple and immediately reach a big market, then I would say that France and Germany are the first markets to go after, because you reach immediately at least in both countries or in both languages, you can easily reach 50, 60, maybe 70 million people.
With Netherlands, with Belgium, well, I mean, obviously you're doing very well in those countries. Is there something to be said with, because those are smaller countries, obviously, and, you know, like you mentioned, the German-speaking countries are much bigger. Is there something that gives you an advantage if you go to a smaller, less, I don't know, maybe less competitive country first?
I think in competition that it's comparable. So, yeah, like I say, Belgium and Holland or the Dutch language, it's another market. But it's market-wise, it's much smaller than the French market or the German market. And I think that competition-wise on the internet, because that's something I also asked to some people who really work international with Google Ads and stuff like that. Well, the company that basically runs my Google Ads, and they say that like the competition, if you would compare the Dutch competition versus the German competition, that it's similar. So the backlog compared to the US is similar in Western Europe altogether, and maybe there are some variances. For example, I can imagine that Spain and Italy are probably a little bit more behind than Belgium and France and Germany on the internet, because it are southern countries and they have a different culture, and the internet and television, it's less important because people spend the evenings outside, talking together, having fun together outside. So it's a different culture. And maybe because of the cultural difference, that they're less interested in everything that goes on the internet. But if you would compare Holland, Germany, Belgium, France, those countries, I think the level of competition is about similar. Of course, in Germany it will be bigger because you have more, the population is bigger, but percentage-wise, I think it's the same.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. I mean, we've talked to some people that are doing very well licensing products in the U.S. and licensing them to Germany, licensing them to different countries where they have a representative who knows the language, knows the culture, France, for instance. I'm curious from you, what have you tried or seen that's worked very well in the U.S. But hasn't worked for you, or hasn't worked in Europe when you've seen it?
Let me think. Oh, yes, one thing, but I cannot say that it's not working. I have to say that I'm still, what is the correct English word, reluctant to use it. And it is the, how do you call it in English? When they come to your page and then they want to leave your page. Then today when you go to a website in the U.S., you have all the pop-ups that come up. Oh, please put on cancel. So I haven't used it myself on my website for the simple reason that, first of all, you see it very little still in Belgium and Holland. So not a lot of internet marketers are using it. And the reason why I think they're not using it yet is because we are not ready for it yet. I think people would see it as very aggressive. Mm-hmm. And there still is a big difference, even in the offline world. There is still a big difference if you go, for example, shopping in a supermarket in the U.S. versus in Belgium and Holland. It's a complete different way of shopping. And people here in Belgium and Holland would find a lot of the things that I find already normal because I travel a lot, but a lot of people would find those things still too aggressive on them, and it would really get a negative effect, I think. So that's something that comes to my mind first, something that I would say is, I guess it will work, and it will certainly work as time goes by, but at the moment I don't use it yet. Maybe it's a mistake. It's very good possible that I should test it, and I'm planning to test it. However, I'm still very reluctant to do it because I'm afraid that people really would find it too aggressive to approach them.
Yeah, well, plus it's, I think for you, because it has your name associated with it, it's not just a nameless company that's selling this.
Exactly,
I think you're probably right, and it's there's a decision even beyond just, does it make return on investment sense, or does it increase just a little bit?
Yeah.
And, you know, if enough visitors who get really annoyed and pissed off about it, does that make sense?
And also another thing that I think, but now I'm doing some guesswork, so talking about my own online experience, I'm used to buy sometimes very high ticket courses on the internet and stuff like that. I know a person who launched also a high ticket product, what I call a high ticket product. It was a course of about 2,000 euros. So comparable to about $2,400, and he launched it, I think, to a rather big list, and he didn't sell too well. He sold, I think, like 40 copies of it, but so nothing compared to when you do a big launch like that in the United States or in the English speaking world.
Yeah.
The percentages are much higher of the conversion percentage for those products are much higher in the U.S. And the main reason for that, I think, is because we in Belgium and Holland, we are not used to buy on credits. When we buy something, we must have really the money in our pockets. Versus in the U.S., it's again, it's a different culture. People are used to use their credit cards, and they will easily spend their money with their credit cards.
Yeah, that they may or may not have.
Exactly. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. And you know, I know you're in the process of right now going the opposite direction, where many people take a U.S. product, launch it in Europe. You're going to take your successful Stop Smoking product and then release it back into the U.S.
Yes.
I guess we have some interesting subscribers here, and if you're looking for help in any of that, you know, let us know, and we'll pass along your contact info to them or who you're looking for. But I'm curious about, you know, without revealing too much that's confidential because you haven't done it yet, but what's the thinking for that? Because now you're going to be entering a marketplace that's probably even more competitive than Holland and Belgium.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's day and night of difference. And also with the market, the stop smoking market, which is in my opinion I think one of the worst markets to be in, because basically it's a one sale, that's one thing, or you help them and then they're free, they don't need you anymore.
Yeah.
Or if you cannot help them, then you lose your credibility and their trust, and they're gone also. So that's one thing that I think that's not the best market to be in on the internet. But exactly, there is so much competition in the US, and more also from the pharmaceutical companies. And that is basically the type of product that I really attack in my book and in my seminars, because it's really not helping people to stop smoking. There is not one single pill or product in the world that has a higher success ratio than 5%, no matter what they yell and what they put on their advertisements. But they have like companies like Pfizer, they have huge budgets. And so the price per click in the United States, but also today, even in Belgium and Holland, for stop smoking products, is rising and rising because of all the pharmaceutical companies that have discovered the internet and just give Google a lot of money and just put some Google ads in it. So my approach will be, I will look for networks, try to work with people, and then use the new technologies. Like we are now shooting a lot of videos that we will put on YouTube and then other video channels, and really try to build up some trust through a lot of informational videos, and by that drive traffic to the opt-in page, build a list, and then work from there. It will be the same, but the beginning will be very tough, I think.
And if you're looking for any particular help, you know, let us know. And like I said, we'll put you in touch with any subscriber who's interested. Is there anything that you're looking for right now on the U.S. side?
Okay, that's great. No, I certainly will do that and call for help and input.
Okay.
When I'm ready to launch. But at the moment, we're still finalizing the videos and the sales letter. But I have a lot of real good hope, of, because it's really my passion to like I say, I even would do it basically for free. But I tried that, to give my book away for free, and it does not work, because then people don't believe that what's in it is worth their time of reading it. So unfortunately, that is even not working. But I really like that people can discover how easy it is to stop smoking, and I really hope that my stop smoking workshop is giving them all the tools that they need to achieve that.
Excellent. Let's talk about one more thing with the distinctions with between some of the marketing in Europe and America.
Mm-hmm.
Customer support, what's how is it typically via email? Is there a lot of phone support? What's the breakdown?
That's a good question. I only do customer support by email. So with my stop smoking, I'm sorry, yes.
For both of them?
Yes, for both of them. And in the beginning with the stop smoking, I had also a phone customer support number ready, but in a month time, if I would receive 15 phone calls in a month, it would be a lot.
Okay.
And of course, I outsource it to a call center. But I think email is absolutely, it's very important. Phone is it's much less. And that, I think, is also maybe a distinction between Europe and the U.S. I think about it while you were asking your question. It's regarding tele-seminars, because it's something which is very popular and very big in the English-speaking world. And I think it's a great way to build your list, to promote your product or whatever you want to do online. However, and again, it's my little experience, in Belgium, as far as I know, and also Holland, people don't hang on the phone for a teleseminar. They will go to a webinar. They will sit in front of their computer with some ears plugged in and stuff like that, much more than really physically on the phone.
Interesting. Okay, an interesting distinction. What about things like affiliates or joint venture partners? Where... Where does that fit in?
It's still much smaller, and that's one of the things that I'm hoping that is changing in the near future. If I look at the Dutch market, I only know, well, there are, of course, there is affiliate marketing, but not in a way like it is in the United States. So certainly if I compare, for example, like ClickBank or Commission Junction, those type of websites, there is one website like that in Holland, which is a great website. It is for people who are interested in that. The name is paypro.nl, so it's paypro.nl. And they are basically, I would call them, they are like the Dutch version of ClickBank. But it's, of course, it's not ClickBank. But that is the only one that I know where they really have an affiliate system where they really pay like 50 to 75% commission to the affiliate when they sell their product. And of course, you have other affiliate channels in Belgium and Holland, but that is much more for the big companies who are just branding their products with their banners. And then you would receive, for example, you receive, for example, 5 cents per click or stuff like that. So it's not, it's affiliate marketing, but much more on banner ads versus on actual cost per action or cost per lead.
Okay, got it. And what about you individually approaching sites to promote your products? Is that difficult or is that very well received right now?
That's improving. That is absolutely improving. If you, for example, if I did that 5-6 years ago, then it was completely, people fell off their chair, so to speak, when you mentioned or when you tried to explain what you were doing. But that is something that is much more, people are getting used to it much more. And of course, you have the big commercial websites also here in Belgium and Holland, like newspapers and stuff like that. But that are not the websites to go because their prices are ridiculous for their banner and stuff like that. But if you go to other websites that have a lot of traffic, for example, somebody who started his own blog and it has become a success, they're really open to discuss corporations like that, yes.
Okay, interesting. Something else that you just mentioned when you talked about that other site that's a little bit similar to ClickBank is it was a .nl domain name. And, you know, with your sites, if I'm not mistaken, they're all .coms.
Well, I have all of them. So I have them in .com, .be, .nl, because you notice a slight difference in conversion. So if you address somebody in Holland, it's best that your website ends with .nl. If you address somebody in Belgium, it's best that it's .be, .fr for France, Germany, I'm not sure even. D-E, or D-U. So, people prefer their own extension per nationality versus the .com version.
Okay.
So, but I have all of them, so, yeah.
So when you're advertising in Netherlands, you're always advertising that .nl version.
Exactly,
Yeah, I think that's a great, important distinction, too. Okay, perfect. Any last thoughts on this discussion or anything else?
Well, to all your listeners, I would encourage them and welcome them to the European market with all the great products and great ideas that they have. Because I think it's like any market, the European market is open for everybody. The opportunity is there for everybody. Absolutely. Everybody is welcome. And I think it would benefit also everybody because the more competition there is, the more people you have you can work with to promote each other's product. And it will only increase the level or it will decrease the fear that people have to buy online. For example, in Belgium and Holland, because it's not common yet. When I tell people, oh, I bought this book and I bought that and I bought my flight ticket, it's improving and people are buying stuff on the internet. But compared to the US, I think it's still limited. And
right.
So the more people that come with great products to Europe and also deliver what they promise, it can only help the internet to grow and so everybody will benefit from it.
Excellent. And you and I didn't talk about this, but are you open to people with products here in the U.S. that are doing well for you to license them and sell in Belgium or Netherlands?
Yes, if it is in my market and if I can help them with that, yes, I'm absolutely open to discuss opportunities like that. Absolutely.
Great. Okay, Eric, perfect. And I know you're on LinkedIn, so if people are on LinkedIn, they could probably connect with you there or through one of your sites. Perfect. Well, this has been insightful. It's been really interesting to cover some of this stuff, and I appreciate you spending some time with us here.
My pleasure.
All right. Thanks, Eric. Talk to you
soon.
Bye-bye.